track three and hear this week's headline stories. In Newton Abbot, a decision is delayed on the controversial new town. The latest stage in Newton Abbot's controversial NA3 new town project has been delayed after councillors called for more information. Developers came to Teignbridge Council's planning committee asking for permission to create a public open space as part of the 1200-home Walborough scheme. But members said they wanted more information before they could give the plan the green light. Developers Vistry Homes wanted the thumbs up for the public open space element of the scheme, along with drainage and other pieces of infrastructure in one part of the site. Council officers say objections raised can be catered for by imposing strict conditions on the development. The overall Walborough-Barton scheme, which was approved by a planning inspector in 2021, will see 1,210 properties built on hills between Decoy and Ogwell. Developers say it will bring badly needed new homes, but objectors say it's overdevelopment and will destroy open countryside. In addition to the houses, the scheme promises a new primary school, employment land and community facilities, including a day nursery and a health centre. There'll be a shopping centre, play area, allotments and a multi-use games area, as well as a link road connecting the A380 and the A381. Speaking on behalf of Vistry, Darren Summerfield said the open spaces would mean enhanced habitats for wildlife, but Councillor Jane Taylor said she had concerns about the location of a play area, as well as worries over access to the site from Coach Road. She said she and fellow councillors experienced the traffic problems firsthand during a site visit. Councillor Jackie Hook said she had concerns over surface water runoffs from the building site and called for more information. Committee members voted by a clear majority to defer a decision.
Campaigners battle to save town's post office. Campaigners are demanding that Teignmouth Post Office is spared from a massive cull of branches announced last week. Protesters gathered outside the post office on Den Road on Saturday afternoon, November 16th, calling on the government to provide proper funding for post offices and demanding that the Post Office Limited finds an alternative location before the current branch closes down. Post Office bosses plan to offload 115 Crown Post Office branches as part of a major overhaul of the business. We have long held a publicly stated ambition to move to a fully franchised network, and we are in dialogue with the unions about future options for the directly managed branches, a post office spokesperson said. However, protesters believed moving to a franchised post office would be a catastrophe. You only have to look at Newton Abbot to see what a disaster closing Teignmouth Post Office could be, David said. The franchise post office in Newton Abbot has had numerous problems. In the summer, Newton Abbot's post office, which runs from Costcutter on Queen Street, was forced to operate under reduced hours due to staffing issues amid reports of staff complaints about an excessive workload and feeling that they were treated unfairly. Dawlish Post Office, which operates from the one-stop shop in the Strand, has also had problems and was closed for a week last month. Residents have made numerous complaints about lack of staff training, long queues and parcels not being accepted. Teignmouth residents are desperate to retain their post office on Den Road. The post office is a vital service for the community. We cannot afford to lose this valuable asset. I hope councillors can get their act together and do something, said Paul Burgess. Elderly people use the post office to draw their pensions. They won't be able to do that if this post office closes. Instead, they'll have to get a taxi up to Ashley Way, which many can't afford, pointed out Julie Dingley. We are considering a range of options to reduce our central costs. This includes considering the future of our remaining directly managed branches, which are loss-making, a post office spokesperson said. Another protest is planned for Saturday, November the 23rd, in Tynwith Triangle.
Petition calls for urgent review of road safety. A petition demanding improvements to road safety in Dawlish was signed by more than 200 people in less than 24 hours following a collision that led to the death of an elderly woman. Police launched an appeal for witnesses following the incident last Wednesday, 13th of November. The woman, aged in her 80s, was taken to Derriford Hospital in Plymouth with serious injuries following the collision on the A379 Exeter Road involving a mobility scooter and a blue Peugeot car. She died days later. The driver of the car was not injured. Sadly, last week's collision is the latest of many in the area around Exeter Road and Elm Grove Road. Dawlish Councillor and Teignbridge Council Chair Rosie Dawson has launched the petition demanding that Devon County Council urgently reviews the road safety issues in the area. As a community, we have seen so many accidents and near misses on these roads, Rosie said. Councillors have previously requested that Devon County Council urgently reviews the safety issues and listens to the community, but very little was done by the council, and the accidents continue. Suggestions, including replacing the zebra crossings on Exeter Road with traffic lights or reviewing the current placement of the crossings, as many people complain about struggling to see pedestrians that are attempting to cross. The current zebra crossings are ineffective, Rosie noted. People aren't stopping. Last year, several roads in Dawlish, including Elm Grove, were put forward for 20 miles per hour speed limits. However, the proposals were dropped after they proved unpopular with the public. Rosie estimates that over 1,100 children and young people travel through the Exeter Road and Elm Grove area, often on foot, to get to school and college. The roads are also busy with commuters. In just 7 months, police have recorded 6 collisions on or around Dawlish College on Elm Grove Road, 3 of which involve pedestrians under the age of 18, and 2 of which were classed as serious. After another serious accident this week, we have to ask yet again for Devon County Council to act quickly to avoid further injuries, Rosie demanded. We want an urgent safety review and allocation of funds thereafter to significantly improve safety without delay, using proven preventative measures.
Travel agents walk Templar Way for charity. A group of travel agents from Newton Abbott recently walked part of the Templar Way to raise money for a mental health charity. Setting off from the National Park Visitor Centre at Hay Tor, the team, from Hayes Travel, followed the popular walking route back to Newton Abbott, finishing the journey outside their shop in the centre of town. The walk, which the team completed on Sunday, November the 10th, saw them walk around 14 kilometres and was in aid of Mind Devon, a local mental health charity. Hayes Travel set an initial target of £500, but this was soon surpassed. The team has raised close to £1,000.